Okay, Dave. Okay, motion to extend time for 15 minutes. Any objection to extend the time for 15 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Then, Krista, go ahead and take a roll call.
You know, if there's no one else, you know, I'll just withdraw.
I think there is no one else.
Matt,
I'd like to be on the. I'd like to speak to the.
Just a second, Dave. Hold it. Just a second.
Teresa's back.
Okay, now our time is extended for 15 minutes, and the first was there a second of Bob's motion?
Yes,
second. There
second.
Yes, there was.
There was a second. Okay. Yeah. So now we take a stack on it, and does everybody know that what that motion is?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So next one is Dave, and after
Don,
that, who?
Point of order.
Don White.
Sarv.
Don, just one second. Hold on. Don. Who else?
Well, I asked to be on the stack quite a while back.
Yes,
Teresa.
You did.
Okay, Teresa, we'll put you first. We'll put you even before Dave, if there's no objection by Dave. Dave.
No objection that I'm willing to actually speak out loud.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, point of order, who was that?
Bob.
Okay, Bob, go ahead. What's your point of order?
Shouldn't I be permitted to motivate my motion?
Yeah, you should.
Yes.
Yes.
And I just wanted to take the stack here.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll let you go ahead and motivate your motion. Go ahead.
Order. Has Bob sent it to me?
I just posted it to the PNB list.
Oh, cool.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Okay. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. Well, I really hope that this motion strikes the right balance between the absolute necessity that candidates get adequate airtime on repeated occasions at different times of the day, different times of the cycle, the beginning, middle, end, but without so micromanaging the details that it hems in program directors and general managers that have to balance all this with the fact that every station is in the midst of a pledge drive, and as someone mentioned earlier, there's also federal, state, and local elections going on. So it's a lot to coordinate, and I think there should be flexibility, but I very pointedly put in the words within these requirements that the supervisor shall work with the PD and the GM. So that means there's flexibility, but they have to meet these minimums. There has to be the 10 times airing and the at least one candidate forum, and it definitely can be greater than that. That's a floor, not a ceiling. So that's it.
Thank you. Teresa?
I guess that based upon what Rip tried to say a few minutes ago, and I'm not quite sure what the objections were to the people that are saying no, other than they just, I really haven't figured out why they're saying no. Sounds like we really want to get something accomplished here. We want to pin down so that we solve some problems. And I'm not figuring out what it is it would take to get those people that say no and turn that into a yes. So Bob, I see your motion, but I'm not quite sure how this is different than Dave.
Can I answer?
Is that a point of information?
I guess I'll turn it into a point of information.
Okay. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, as I understand Dave's motion, I think the net effect of it would be roughly the same frequency in terms of, I think it would come out to approximately 10 times over this total period. Dave can correct me if I'm wrong. So, you know, in its kind of general thrust, it may not be that different, but the key difference is not to be so specific in mandating exact times of day that things have to happen and just leaving more flexibility. So that's the key to it, is letting things be worked out locally between the people on the ground, the supervisor, the people on the ground. That's how and also adding in the part about putting it on the website, the audio on the website, so that people who miss it can always, those who have computer access can hear it.
Thank you. Okay, Dave?
Yeah,
are you
Bob,
asking point of
the
information?
What's the point of information, Mary?
Are you taking 2 for and 2 against, or what?
No. I'm just letting. There are only about 2-3 people, so I just let them talk.
I'd like to
Bob,
back there.
Dave, speak up.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Dave.
Bob, Would it satisfy your motion if a PD decided to air all the carts in 1 hour or a couple hours of the day?
No, because it has the phrase distributed in different parts of the day.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Then my only remaining issue with it is my concern that these carts also occur in drive time, which is our peak listening time. And so I would like to add including drive. I'd like to amend it to say including drive time.
I don't understand
that. The reason for that is that really is when we have a great deal of our listenership. It also tends to be a slightly different composition. And so when we look at playing things, when you consider that there's 7 hours of drive time a day, if you had in a month, if you had in 4 weeks to play each one in drive time, you're, again, talking about once every 2 hours, 1 minute every 2 hours. So I would like to amend it to say including drive time.
Bob, is that amenable to the body?
Fine.
Can I
answer Teresa's question? It would go after the phrase distributed in different parts of the day, including drive time.
Okay.
Right. And with that, I'm perfectly comfortable with it.
Thank you. Don?
Well, I'm going to remain loyal to the original motion that has been put forward by the election committee. This process has been long in that committee. This was well thought out. I'm sympathetic in kind of an emotional way to words like, well, let people on the ground kind of work it out. But after listening to Les Radke tonight, I think one of the things we have to be very clear about is that leaving it to people on the ground to kind of work it out isn't the answer. So I'm going to vote against this, and I'm going to support the original motion. It's been called the Phelps motion, but it's really the motion coming out of the election committee. And I think we have to be very, very clear that we need to be very, very specific about what we want. And any language that allows, in a sense, this process to be kind of like, organized at the stations between one or two, or between two or three people, I'm going to oppose it this time and actually continue to support the motion coming out of the election committee.
Thank you.
Mary,
we have just very short time, so please be brief. Yeah, we're going to run out of time.
I want to speak in favor of this motion. I think that it does accomplish what Dave was trying to do, but far more simply. And it does give the flexibility of the amendment I was trying to propose so that it's not down to the minute where it could be really impossible. I think that this is this really expresses what many of us have been trying to get to.
Thank you.
And I hope that people will vote for it.
Thank you. Okay, I have exhausted the stack, so... Without, if there any objection, we just
question?
Take
a question.
Call a question. All right. Is there any objection to closing debate?
Excuse me. As the secretary, I have a question. I asked the maker of this motion where he was going to put these words, and he said after the words such and such. Then I looked in the motion, and I'm not seeing that collection of words.
Okay, I can answer.
Go ahead, Bob.
It's in I guess it would be the third paragraph. Are you looking at the email, Teresa?
I'm not seeing paragraphs in this.
All right, well, then it's how to explain it. The part, the section that begins within these requirements, and it's down about three lines from there. It's after the phrase distributed in different parts of the day. And right after that, insert the words, including drive time.
Okay, Teresa? Okay, so let's take there was no objection to calling closing debate, and let's take roll call, Teresa.
I'm seeing the rotation part should be random, should be distributed evenly through all parts of each day.
What? No, you're looking at
my
day.
Bob. Bob, would you be kind enough? Bob,
Dave's.
Just a second, hold on. Bob?
Yes.
Would you be kind enough to send your corrected and paragraphed motion over to Teresa?
Sure.
As soon as possible. Thank you.
She's
I thought I had, but...
You're looking at Dave's, Teresa.
That's
he'll send it right now. So
he'll send
have
it. Thank
it.
You.
Right.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank
Teresa,
you.
Go ahead and call the roll for this.
With me 1 minute.
Sure.
Can we approve the amendment without objection, Mr. Chair?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Aye.
Well,
let's try.
Oh, there
is there any objection to this amendment?
What amendment is that?
The Bob's amendment.
No, the amendment.
Bob
including
Bob already said he objected.
Yeah, including drive time. But I thought there was no objection to that.
No, there's no objection to drive time.
Right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But I will, yeah,
it's
there's
the
no
traffic
objection.
We hate.
Oh, God, Dave, I was
going to
say that, but I shut
right.
up.
Okay, let's just get late here. Ambrose says, I hear him snoring. And
okay.
So if there's no objection to that, we adopt that. And then let's, how about the total motion here with amendments?
Should I read it, the whole thing?
Sure. Well, you don't need to read it. It's a long one.
Brian, is this
just mail it
just
to...
the roll.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what did we just do? First, what did we just approve with that? We approved something without objection. What was that?
Drive time.
Drive time.
To insert where he said to insert.
Including drive time.
He'll send it to you.
Okay, that passed without objection.
Right.
So, point of information.
And the motion without the motion.
Just a second here. Who's that point of information?
It's still Jackson.
Yes, well, go ahead.
I don't need to have the entire... thing read over, but I do want to know, does this that we're about to vote on include any equality language as far as candidates receiving equal time or equal
yes.
exposure?
Can I read that?
Could that portion be read, please?
Yes.
Just tell him yes or no.
Yes.
Yes, it does. Well, okay. The phrase is 10 seconds. It says a rotation schedule that allows each candidate to be heard the same number of times.
Thanks.
Distributed
Thank
and
distributed.
But there's
et cetera,
other
language.
Mary, just let Bob explain. That's fine.
Oh.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that was, to me, that's kind of like misleading. I'm sorry to say, but
well,
I mean,
that's
fine.
Okay.
It's 12 o'clock, I'm sure.
All right.
Time.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Can we call the question, please?
The question is called. It is no, we'll run out of time.
I'm waiting for Teresa.
And with Teresa, go ahead and call the roll.
All right, we're going to start with Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Rosalinda?
Yes.
Rich?
I'm sorry, do you call me?
Rich Robin.
I abstain.
Bob Robinson's gone, Shafto's gone, Zarina's gone, Don?
No.
LaVarne?
No.
Teresa Allen's going to abstain. What a waste. Mary Berg.
Yes.
Evelyn.
No.
Lydia.
Yes.
Casey.
Yes.
Lisa.
Yes.
Bill.
No.
Ray.
Yes.
Ambrose. Ambrose, we need your vote.
Wake up.
Ambrose got smart.
Yeah, I know he got smart.
Okay. I'm not hearing Ambrose, so I'm going to count the ballot. Count them.
What
Dave?
About Dave?
What?
I'm sorry, Dave?
Yes.
Thank you, Dave. Sorry. We have 8 yes.
Mm-hmm.
4 no. Kathy.
The motion passes. Okay. So the... So that's
move
it.
Move to adjourn. Move to adjourn.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
There's a motion to adjourn? Any objection
Thank
to adjournment?
Very much,
move to adjourn.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bob Lederer.